Saturday. Captain night, Jack's going to get you high tonight. Billy Joel hanging downstairs, show number 100. Big day today. Big tribute coming up. Jim Dolan, Andrew Cuomo, Chaz Palminteri. Let me tell you quickly before we bring Chaz on, the type of guy he is. My cousin comes to town last weekend. My cousin Kyra. She lives in Atlanta. Doesn't have a lot of money, but wanted to go to a New York steakhouse. She was in for the weekend. So I called Chaz, Joe, because of, you know, his friend there, his partner, Jack, Empire Steakhouse, right? I said, Chaz, my cousin's in town, not much money. Wants to go to a nice New York steakhouse. I want to send her to Jack's place. He said, Sid, our steaks at Chaz Palminteri's restaurant are the same as Jack's.
Oh, nice.
She wants a good steak, a good Italian meal. Let her come to me.
Chaz's restaurant is so delicious. I've eaten there a few times.
Me too. Fantastic. So not only do I invite my cousin to go to Chaz's restaurant, not only does Chaz bring out desserts and just treats her as if she was Meghan Markle, at the end of the night, the bill comes, there was no bill.
Oh!
Wow.
My cousin called me in tears. I swear to you. She enjoyed New York. By the way, he's also one of her favorite actors. This is the type of guy Chaz Palminteri is. He's also Mr. New York, and he will be around the whole Billy Joel celebration today. With that said, here's our dear friend Chaz. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it doing?
What's
guys?
Up?
Hello, Chaz. Sid. How are you?
Hello. Good, good. Hello. Thank you. Thank you again for what you did for Kyra. That was really lovely this weekend. You don't realize what you did for that. You know, her father was Chuck Leonard, who was a DJ here at WABC in the 70s. That was my cousin Kyra's father. But wow. She's since moved to Georgia, and you made her a whole New York weekend, so thank you.
Well, it was my pleasure. It was my pleasure. Come on.
Chaz Palminteri, of course, the brains behind A Bronx Tale, the movie, the play, which is currently on Broadway right now, A Bronx Tale.
Almost over, by the way. August 5th, the last show coming up in 2 weeks.
Hey, Bernie. Yeah. August 5th is the last day.
You got to get over there quickly, folks. It's a great watch. And also today now, Chaz, this Billy Joel celebration this afternoon, which I know you got to get ready to go to.
Yeah.
So what's are you a longtime Billy Joel fan yourself, obviously?
Huge. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Huge Billy Joel fan. I'm friends with Billy a long time. And he's just, you know, I always tell him, I said, Billy, you are going to be the Irving Berlin of this generation.
Wow, cool. I like that. That's true.
I told him that. I said, people will be singing your songs 100 years from now.
And, you know, it's not really rock and roll per se. It's an old school of ballads and, songs type of thing.
No, he just writes songs that are like, that are movies, that are stories.
Yeah.
He's a poet. He's an incredible writer. He's like a great lyricist and a great musician together, which is very rare that you get that together. He's really, truly one of a kind. I said, Billy, I'm telling you, for 100 years, they're going to be singing your songs. And I'm so excited for him today to get his piano right in the middle of Madison Square Garden. Do you realize people can't even sell out Madison Square Garden once? He's done it 100 times.
Wow, 100 times. You know, you're so New York, Chaz, you know, born in the Bronx, Belmont, you know, the play, the movie. And we were talking this morning, Bernie and I, you know, Bruce Springsteen, New Jersey, Bon Jovi, New Jersey.
Yeah.
We really can't think of any artist, a musician especially, a singer, that is more New York. And you know what's great? He never left. Like a lot of guys make it, they move to L.A. He never left, Chaz. He's still here.
He's still here. That's right. And you know what? People love him. All the fishermen, they drop clams and great fish on his deck. I'm telling you, they just go by and they like donate. They give it to him. They go, Billy, please take this because he's done so much for the waters in Long Island.
Yes, he has. Yeah. Which were in bad shape for a while, but he's helped clean it up a lot. Brought a lot of attention to it. And just the kind of guy he is. I mean, he's a great interview to watch whenever you get the opportunity to see him interviewed. And here's what a quote he gave. He's talking about performing at Madison Square Garden. After a show at MSG, you've had 20,000 people screaming your name as if you're Mussolini. And then you jump in a car and you're stuck in traffic. You're just another schmuck on the highway. And it's a great reminder you're only human. That's Billy Joel.
That's Billy Joel. And that is Billy. Let me tell you something. A real special guy. Not only a great artist. I'm glad you brought that up, Bernie. He's a special guy. He really is.
And we know you got to run here. Of course, Chaz will take part again along with Jim Dolan and Andrew Cuomo. And, you know, on the way out, Chaz, you're a mega superstar. You're a real deal. You're a famous Hollywood actor.
Well, thank you.
But the way you talk about Mickey Mantle, when he was alive, the Yankee fan you want. And even today with Billy, I get the feeling, Chaz, that even though you're on that superstar level, the same level, that you're like a kid today. Like, this is one of your music heroes.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Listen, I'm getting up early. I have to do an afternoon show today. I have to do a matinee. I never, ever get up this early. Ever.
That's
ever.
Brutal.
I mean, but when they called me, when Jim Dolan called me, they said, Billy would like to have you there.
Wow.
I said, I'll be there. You know, I'm there.
Wow.
That's the kind of guy you are. You're a good guy. You're a good friend. Hey, listen, Chaz, you have a cup of coffee. Take your shower.
All right, guys.
I know you got to get over there to the Garden where we are right now. So, listen, thanks for appearing and good luck today.
Thank you.
Chaz Palminteri on the Bernie and Sid Show. Speaking of regular guys, this is another great guy. Really nice man, this Chaz.
He really is. And that's got to be cool to be part of this today. And, you know, and it's funny, I'm talking to, all I can think about is, how come not us? I don't know.
I know, and here we are.
Like, who's more New York than us?
We're right upstairs.
We have to go down 17th flight in an elevator.
Can't we get in on this?
But this is your fault.
You know,
because you talk bad about Jim Dolan.